Ask the Mayor, our public affairs program with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor, and everybody was very good. They fell back, and they're on time. They're listening to Ask the Mayor at 7 o'clock on Sunday morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
Early voting ended on Saturday, and let's get out the vote on Tuesday.
The newspaper even pointed out that at the time of this recording, there was about 102, 103 voters in the early voting. Municipal elections tend to have low turnouts as is. So I just encourage everyone to go and vote Tuesday if you have not already done so. I just think it's important that we have a good showing for the municipal elections. And then after that, we'll have the midterms in 2026. And that will be a busy voting cycle, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of people there. But the municipal elections tend to see a decrease in voter turnout, and I hope that we'll do everything we can to make it a good, strong response.
And let's backtrack a little bit to our wonderful Halloween event, and that on the 31st. Scary night.
But
a cold night, but a great event.
And, you know, that cold weather's kind of ushering in the cold weather season. I want to express our thanks for the Rotarians that did the hot dogs and all the work that they did, giving out free hot dogs to all the trick-or-treaters. And then, of course, the Chamber of Commerce for their work in putting on this traditional Highlands holiday event, Halloween Downtown. We've been doing this now for so many years that we have a lot of people come out to celebrate this special night of the year. We have people coming in from all over. It's a safe, wonderful place, a great party for our young kids to come and in costume and experience that special Halloween holiday.
But then last year I saw people from Silva, Colorway.
Some of our friends from Dillard, that's Clayton, right. All over Macon County people come, and that's great.
Before we began recording the ABC board, you told me two openings, and you can download the application.
And I encourage anyone that would like to serve on any town board or committee to please fill out an application. What we do when there's an opening, we look at the applications on file, and if someone has checked that they're willing to serve on a certain committee, we then start reviewing them and consider their application. Please come and submit an application. We need people to serve on these committees. It's a critical function of our governance that we have people that are willing to come to meetings and make recommendations and review issues. That's something that I think in the coming years will be a real challenge for the town, and that is to keep people engaged and recruit people that are willing to serve on different committees, boards, and even run for office. We're coming to the end of this election cycle. We'll have another election in 27. We need people who are willing to step forward and put their names in the hat for possible election to the town board. I know that some people might be reluctant because they feel like they'd be embarrassed if they don't get elected, but I'll just point out, one of my favorite writings is Teddy Roosevelt, the man in the arena. Anyone who's willing to put their names up in the public for election, you might characterize, at least you were in the arena.
If you'll allow me to backtrack on Monday. Now, this is a tough call for me. World Series, and then Monday Night Football, and then the Halloween Bake Off on the Food Channel. And we have to really have a shout out with our chef, Oksana of Edelweiss.
I was at the reception for the new director of the Highlands Cashiers Health Foundation at Edelweiss that night before the last episode was aired. All I can say is the real winner was Oksana, I think.
Me too.
I just think that her work and her craft and her artistry made itself evident that she was the top person. She did a great job, and congratulations to her.
Now, you were at the Health Foundation, and somebody was missing.
Josh Bryson has been on the staff of the Health Foundation for many, many years, and, you know, I've worked with Josh. So when I went to the reception, I looked around, and I didn't see Josh, and I said, what has happened here? That is strange. Josh? Well, he must be on vacation or had another commitment, because every time I go to a Health Foundation event, Josh was always there. Then at Rotary Club, the next day on Tuesday, Josh comes up to me and said, Mayor, I just want you to know I just accepted the position as the editor of the Highlander newspaper. And, you know, that's wonderful. I congratulated Josh and look forward to his long service on the staff of the Highlander. And I think he has a special advantage and insight in that, you know, he's grown up in Highlands and in Macon County and knows all the communities and cashiers and all the organizations. So I think he'll do a wonderful job.
Well, Parker Brothers Paving, weather permitting, they want to finish some of the tasks.
They were scheduled last Monday to do a paving area between the Methodist Church and Reeves on 3rd Street. That schedule was delayed all week because of the constant rain that we had. At the time of this recording, their plan is to try to put down a top coat very quickly on Friday if the conditions are right. And if not, they will continue their paving going into next week. And again, it's driven by whether it rains and also the temperatures. They need about 50 degrees to be the temperature for them to really be able to put down the asphalt. After 3rd Street, they're going to pave the parking area next to Town Hall and do some other things before all the paving projects are completed for this year. And then we will start with the budget cycle starting at the beginning of the year to address other paving projects and needs in the town.
The planning board approves the permit for the Highlands Hotel. I know what's next. It has to go to the Board of Adjustment. So
that's right.
Here we go.
That hearing with the zoning board will be November the 12th. There's a sign on the property announcing that. That's a big project. The first review was the planning board, and they gave a positive recommendation for it. I know some people have their concerns. Others welcome it. I, for one, as the mayor, like the idea of more hotels in the business area of town. It will have to now go before the zoning board, and they will take input from the public and make a decision. But I will just emphasize that when the zoning board meets, they're making sure that all the ordinances and codes that the town have in place are met for any particular project. And if they can go down the list and check met for every area, then that project's going to be moving forward. That's the way the process works. And if someone is not for that project, they have to give a specific reason why one area of the criteria for approval is not met. And it has to be really a documented finding of fact that this project does not meet a certain criteria that is in our code of ordinances. Has the project met all the requirements that qualifies it to be approved and to move forward?
Now, if you're at the Loafers Bench and you go, I just don't want a hotel, and that's just, if they meet the requirements, then there
we go. That's right. I've talked about this at my community coffee. I did a big slide presentation that I'm about to post on reelectmayorpat.org, and probably I'll then send it back over to askmayorpat.com. But it's a series of slides of all the major construction projects that we have planned or in the works here in Highlands right now. In this slide presentation, I make the point, it's not just in the business area. We're building a lot of big houses in neighborhood, and there's an impact on those kind of projects too, with more traffic and workers and delivery of materials. So it's not just limited to what's happening in the downtown area, but we are experiencing a building boom in the hotel that we just talked about. That's going to be a major project, along with some planned projects like on the corner of Main Street and 4th, across from Old Edwards, the old Sweet Treats building. And one of the challenges that we have is to allow a project that meets the criteria of our ordinances to move forward. It's free enterprise. With that said, we also have to balance that with the idea of minimizing disruption as that project's underway. And the hotel project will be coming probably to the board in the coming months on the corner of Main and 4th. Those are real challenges because one of the things the town staff will be working with the contractors to do is to maintain maintain as much as possible the flow of traffic and pedestrian access to those areas. And that's going to be a challenge, and there'll be times when materials are being brought in and you have to close the street for an hour or so, and we'll have to have a system in place where people can still use the sidewalks. But we've done that in the past. For example, when we built the Episcopal Church, expanded their front and put in the big steeple, they had to have the cranes lifting the steeple, and they worked with the town, and that was done. Same thing has happened with the Catholic Church that's under construction. They've delivered big steel beams, and they've been able to work with the town, and that was a minimal disruption. When we built the PAC, and they brought in those large concrete walls, again, there was some disruption, but on the other hand, they worked with the town and our staff and our police, and that went off rather smoothly. That's going to be the challenge as we face these big construction projects, and that is to have a balance between allowing those contractors and developers to do what they want to do, and then to also keep in mind the interests of the public and trying to minimize the disruption.
What's the schedule for ice skating? I feel like a Norman Rockwell painting that come to life again. So what's going on with that?
Our staff will start installing the rink probably beginning next week. It's a complex process. I had to put down all the tubing and the sidewalls and all of that and hook it up to the compressor. And Lester Norris, our rec director, says one of the big challenges is they have to go through a pressure test to make sure that the glycol fluid in those tubes are under pressure and it holds. Then they put the water down, and they hope for cool nights. And as soon as they have everything in place and the ice made, then they'll open it up for skating, probably sometime in mid-November toward Thanksgiving, but hopefully, of course, before Thanksgiving, because we have the Thanksgiving Day holiday followed by that weekend where we have the town lighting, and it's always wonderful. That's where the Norman Rockwell image comes into play, with people ice skating and having the lights and the Christmas tree illuminated.
A lot of shout outs coming up, and that's on November 6th. Shout outs with Shop of the Cop and Rotary and the Bingo.
And that's a fantastic program that the Macon County Sheriff's Department has been operating now for many years. It's one of the top Shop with a Cop programs in the whole country.
We need some volunteers on the 7th to place the flags in Highland Cemetery.
It's my understanding it's over 200 flags that need to be put out. So encourage anyone to help with that initiative. And then, of course, at the 11th hour, that would be 11 a.m. on the 11th of November, there will be the American Legion ceremony for Veterans Day. That will be at the Veterans Memorial with the flags and the bricks of all the veterans who have served, who are Highlanders. And then after that, I know the hospital is putting on a free lunch for all veterans on Veterans Day, and that's always wonderful. So I hope everyone will take time to honor the veterans on this special day. We have the flags out. One of the things that's so frustrating about putting out the flags, we have them out, but the weather here, they really take a beating sometimes. And with high winds, they get sometimes caught in the wires, so we're constantly trying to correct that. We have to buy new flags quite often because of them being out on the street. And with all the weather conditions, they don't last forever. We have to constantly buy new ones.
And just another reminder, 2 more days on Tuesday, the vote.
So I hope everybody will go out and vote. Then we'll get ready for the holiday season with Veterans Day, Thanksgiving, the food festival. A lot of things going on in Highlands.